soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC.
Lichana njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 17 kuncwabakazi 2018 ngontungamili Nkoma.
Ukuphambanise ukuhambela phambili kwembuthano lo obonakale ungasayenzakali njengoba kade sokugcina amapholisa emaxotsha ephaki.
Olamukela emweni ngenjabulo ngontungamili Nkoma. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umqinisihlalo webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Komichi ubotshiwe namuhla phezu kodaba lokhetho.
Kuzima ukuthi ngubaba webizwe akhulume amazwi anjalo yini ekwazi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bonke lomhlaba wonke ukhangelele ukuthi uyiwe ekhodi. Kushe kutshengeliswe sobala ukuthi njengoba yena engayehlukanisi ikhodi laye ukuthi ikhodi nguye.
Amapholisa avimba umbuthano wokuthandazela abahluli kudaba lokuphikiswa kwempumela yokhetho. Kuwaza Friday lamhlanje sihamba lo Mr. Kwara Kwara o DJ Bongz wakwele South Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umqinisihlalo webandla le-MDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa njalo eyisiphathamandla somanyano we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Morgan Komichi ubotshiwe ngamapholisa eHarare namuhla esetheswa icala lokuphazamisa ukwethulwa impumela yokhetho yiZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Igqwetha lakhe umnumzana Obey Shaba uthi umnumzana Komichi uzalala esitokisini njalo amiswe emthethwandaba kusasa. Amapholisa avimbe ukuqhotsha komthandazo obuqoqwe ngenjongo yokuthandazela abahluli abazathetha udaba lokuphikisa impumela yokhetho lukamongameli olukhwezwe ngomkhokheli we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Chamisa lokunye okunenginengi obuza kwenzelwa endaweni yokukwetshisela eHarare Gardens. Lokhu kwenzakala kulandela ukwethulwa kwamaphepha aphikisa isicelo sikaChamisa awethulwe ngomgcinisihlalo wogatsha lwezokhetho iZeki unkosikazi Priscilla Chikumba yena othi kalulahle udaba lukaChamisa. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Awusaqhutshwa ngalo mthandazo obekumele uqale ngehola lethumi ekuseni ngoba amapholisa ehle ayagombolozela inkundla yeHarare Gardens. Lumbuthano ubukhokhelwa ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Divine Destiny uBishop Anselmo Magaya okuyingxenye yomanyano weMAM ogoqela inhlanganiso yezithi United Citizens Alliance UCA, Zimbabwe Divine Destiny ZDD kanye le-Prayer Network of Zimbabwe PNZ. Lumsakazo okhulumisane loMagaya eHarare Gardens lapho bekunyakazela khona amapholisa indawana yonke.
The politicians to remove their hands from the judicial system and to make sure that they allow these guys to do their job. We want
abezombusazwe behlukane nokungenela kwezemithethwandaba bavumele abakulolu hlangothi ukuba benze umsebenzi wabo kungekho ukuphazanyiswa. Sifuna ususa umbuso wabakubuso elizweni ngoba sesibona ukuba ilizwe selibuyele kumbuso owawukhona ngesikhathi kaMgabe. Siyakwala khonokho thandazela ukulandelwa komthetho. Siyazi bakhona ababulawa mahlayana bebulawa ngabakubutho ngoba ma igazela umculo luthe lachithwa nje siba ngabathukiwe.
Omunye wabalwela ilungelo loluntu lenhlalakahle kaZulu elizweni umnumzana Charles Nyoni usole lokhu kwenza kwabasesipholiseni.
Loku kuphambanise ukuhambela phambili kwembuthano lo obonakale ungasayenzakali njengoba kade sokugcwele amapholisa ebaxotsha ephakhi njalo nezimoto zabo lezi ezamanzi ababayo. Lokhu kutshengisa nje ukuthi uhulumende wakuleli uzimisele ngandlela zonke ukuthi aphazamise indawo zonke ezibuthana abantwana baseZimbabwe, njalo lokhu ayekutsho khona ngesilungu ukuthi ilizwi labantwana beZimbabwe ilizwi likaNkulunkulu, kakuqakathekisi njalo kakulandeli.
Unyalo uthi osekusenzakala akuhambelani lenkulumo kahulumende okhona ukuba uzalalela okuthiwa nguZulu.
Lokhu nje into edanisayo njalo into emangalisayo sibili, ngoba yena ubephakathi kokudidizela ukuthi azisikise ukuthi yena ungumhlobo oshiyeneyo kulolo amkhiphayo esikhundleni ngemuva kwabo kokungenisa amasotsha emgwaqweni.
Lokhu kwenzakala umgcini sihlalo weZEC uChigumba ethule amaphepha aphikisa isicelo sikaChamisa esisemthethwandaba weConstitutional Court esokuphikisa impumela yokhetho. UChigumba uvumile ukuba kule nkulungwane zamavoti ezaphiwa uMongameli Mnangagwa zimele ziye kuChamisa, kodwa uthi amavoti la awangekenza ukuba uChamisa abe nguye owanqoba kukhetho. Ngalokho uthi asilahlwe isicelo sikaChamisa ngoba sethulelwa umthethwandaba amalanga avunywa ngumthetho esedlule. Umthethwandaba uzaqala ukuhlaziya lolu daba ngolwesithathu oluzayo. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Kunjalo nje amagqwetha kwele South Africa adumileyo athi umnumzana Dali Mpofu lo mnumzana Thembeka Ncuka iThobi sebefikile eZimbabwe ukuya kuba yingxenye yamagqwetha kamnumzana Nelson Chamisa kudaba lwakhe lokuphikisa impumela yokhetho lukamongameli. Ababili laba bafike eHarare namuhla ekuseni. Umthethwandaba uzaqala ukuthetha udaba lolu mhla ka-22 kuyona le inyanga. Umkhokheli wekolishi le University of Zimbabwe uVice Chancellor Levinyakura semiswe umsebenzi ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa phezu kwecala aletheswayo elokupha unkosikazi Grace Mgabe isicoco sePhD ngobukopokopo. UNyakura uke wabotshelwa leli cala ngonhlolanja kodwa waphanga wakhululwa waqhubeka esesikhundleni sakhe. Kepha uMnangagwa uthi uNyakura kamelanga abe semsebenzini andubana ahlanjwe inkantolo nxa ilokumhlamba.
Yebo, mtswaka komuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo usiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Magagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 la ku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asiqoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 PM kusiya ku 5 PM. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo laku Facebook kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla utshele umhlangano womanyano wamazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika owe-SADC Summit kwele Namibia ukuthi ufuna ele Zimbabwe lingabheki emuva kodwa liqhubekele phambili ngokuthuthukisa ilizwe kanye lokusebenzelana lamanye amazwe. Lokhu kwenzakala abakhokheli bamabandla aphikisayo sebekhweze udaba emthethwandaba bephikisa impumela yokhetho lukamongameli ukhetho olwenziwe ngenyanga edluleyo lapho uMongameli Mnangagwa ancinte khona umkhokheli weMDC Alliance uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa. UMongameli Mnangagwa ubonge iziphathamandla zeSouth kuleze African Union ezazihlola indlela ukhetho obeluqhutshwa ngayo eZimbabwe ngokuvumelana ukuthi vele ukhululekile lanxa kukhona okumbalwa okufanele kulungisiswe. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele uMnumzana Albert Mhlanga isiphathamandla somanyano weMDC Alliance kodwa okhuluma ezimele.
Kunzima ukuthi umuntu oyindoda engubaba welizwe akhulume amazwi anjalo yini ekwazi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bonke lomhlaba wonke ukhangelele ukuthi uyiwe ekhodi ikhodi bonke abantu bayithemba. Kuse kutshengeliswe sobala ukuthi njengoba yena engayihlukanisa ikhodi laye ukuthi ikhodi nguye ukhona phana nje nge-process ye-election. Uma ungabona umuntu engasahloniphi i-election ukuthi anike i-due process ye-election engu-president kuzaba nzima kakhulu eZimbabwe. Lanxa ethuwinile akula ngitsho othokozileyo ngitsho kubona labo abezanu PF akula ngitsho ongahlangana laye ethuthokozile. La yena nganxa umkhangele nje ebusweni bakhe le nkulumo zakhe uyambona nje ukuthi ngumuntu odanileyo. So kusho ukuthi i-next 5 years sonke sizaqhubeka lokho kudana okunjengakhonokho. Ikukhuluma nje kwendoda izigcinisa nje kodwa ibona ubunzima ehlangana lawo. Ezekhonomi ezelizwe ezomnotho ngiyakutshela azisoze zisukume kusukisela kusonesi sikhathi kuze kuthi 5 years. La inyakwazi njengendoda kazimiselanga ngokuqondana lakho ikukhuluma nje kwendoda nje isiqiniso.
Ubona ingani labo abathi ukhetho belikhululekile bengalincedisa ilizwe na?
Lokho abantu babekutsho bekhangelela ukuthi engxenye kuzaba lokutshitsha kukhangelela ukuthi kuzaba lokutshitsha kwama-reforms lendlela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngatsho. Kubonile abantu bedutshulwa phambi kwabo bakuye bezoinvesta bebona abantu bebulawa kanje. Even ukufa komuntu oyedwa nje edutshulwa lesosha umhlaba wonke yinto nje emangalisayo. Kuyakhanya nje ukuthi abaningi lancwadi bebuya hhayi sokunje sebeyovalelisana lade eZimbabwe bethi hhayi abantu beZimbabwe labotshiwenga labonangagwa kabazibonyeli bazabona kwelizayo kamboni lutho oluzakuphumelela. Lapho nje uyabazi abantu bonke abakhokheli i-Afrika abaningi ukuthi vele bahlezi manzonzo abantu befuna ukubakhipha. So bayazama ukuthi lo omunye umngane wabo nxa ethe wakhitshwa labo bamsekeli. Ungakhangela nje owethu lowo Ramaphosa layo uyambona ukuthi hhayi uthwele nzima khona ngale abantu labo bayamsula kodwa uyenzela ukuthi abaphambanise bebaningi umhlaba i-Afrika yonke nje. Nabantu nje abazama ukuvikelana nje ukuthi umfowethu lanxa ephambanisa hhayi singabantu esihamba nqola yini. So kabafuni ukwehlukana bafuna ukuthi basibuse ngocuku beyisiqumbi bebambile.
UMnumzana Albert Mhlanga isiphathamandla somanyano we-MDC Alliance kodwa lapha ubekhuluma elilunga elizimeleyo. Esecingweni lo sithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukhetho ikakhulumumo oselizweni kulandela lolukhetho omphumela olulempumela esibangele ukuphikisana phakathi kukaMnumzana Nelson Chamisa weMDC Alliance loMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa owezanu PF. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Ngesikhathi umthethwandaba uTonisisa owayengumgcinisihlalo womkhankaso kamongameli Donald Trump wakwele Melika uMnumzana Paul Manafort, uTrump uthi kalumphathi kuhle lolu daba. uhulumende weMelika sethu sele eletheki ngezijeziso zenotho kulandela ukubotshwa komunye umfundisi owetheswa icala lokukhokhela umvukela ozama ukususa umongameli Erdogan ngomnyaka ka-2016. Ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa soluxwayise izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezafaka izicelo zamaZimbabwe exemption permits zisebenzisa amapasipoti amadala ukuthi zilethe amatsha ngoba nxa kungenjalo ngeke ziwathole lawo ma-permits. Kubika uBenedictine Nhlapo kwele South Africa.
Encwadini ebhalwe ilolukatsha lubhalela umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, uMnumzana Ngqabuto Mabhena, luthi kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe eziphose zifike inkulungwane 1000 ezafaka izicelo zamapemiti ezep zisebenzisa amapasipoti amadala asephelele isikhathi. UMabhena uthi lolukatsha lukhuthaza abangakathatha amapasipoti amatsha ukuthi bebe sebekwenzile lokhu kusiyaphela inyanga kaMfumfu.
Labo bantu bayacelwa ukuthi amapassport amatsha bawahambise kuma-ofisa we-VFS. Nxa kusehlula lokho kabasoze bawathola ama-permit abo. Bathi njalo ama-permit wonke kuzaphela ngo-end of October ukuthi abantu bathole ama-permit abo.
Lolu gatsha luthi seluthumele izixwayiso lezi kunombolo zabomakhalekhukhwini abaziphiwa yilaba bantu kodwa bayingcosana asebephendulile. Ulabe zibapha abaphose bafike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili abafaka izicelo zamaphemithi la kusukela ngompandula nyakenye. Abanye sebawathola kati kusasele izinkulungwane zabantu abangakatholi. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uNkosazana Nomalanga Dlamini uthi sebelinde baze badela.
Amaphemithi la sithethe isikhathi esithi ukuthi aphume masikhombela la last time. And sesibambeleleke ukwenza izinto eziningi ngoba silokhu esilindile. Lawa uthola akaphuma abo ama-passport a-expire. Kuzoba inconvenience, kumele baye ekhaya bayethatha ama-passport balindela aphume bajike lapha. Izimali zakhona bayazithatha ngapha abantu belungiselela ukuya ekhaya and umnyaka usuphelile.
Lolu gatsha luthi kwamanje sekuphiwe amaphemithi azinkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisishiyagalombili 80,000. Kanti-ke impendulo zalawa aseleyo zizatholakala kubanini bawo kungakapheli inyanga kaMfumfu. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg, South Africa, New Benedictine Nhlapo.
Kwezemidlalo namhlanje, imidlalo yenguqu esigaba seKasilaka Premier Soccer League ingena kuviki letshumi lamachumi amabili lambili kulimpela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo kulomdlalo wegobhozisa amathe enkundleni eluvivi esedolobheni lakobulawayo, lapho iqembu lechikenini lona elihlezi endaweni yesithathu engalanini yemiklomelo elizemukela elenkezi Platinum Stars owile elihlezi endaweni yesibili engalanini yemiklomelo. Iqembu lechikenini lile mklomelo engamachumi amane kuthi elenkezi lilamachumi amane lesikhombisa. Kweminye imidlalo ekhona kusasa, iqembu leNitroot lizadlala lele Highlanders ngase-Ascot. Iqembu leRenters lizadibana lele Cape United enkundleni yeRofaro. Iqembu leFC Platinum owile elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo lizemukela iqembu leChapungo ngaseMandava, kuthi iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizangqikelana lele Bulawayo City ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Ekhuluma lentathe izindaba zemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uBeki Themba Ndlovu uthe ukhangelele ukuba iqembu lakhe liphendukele emiklomelo yeneleyo elivela esikodlweni.
After the good show against Platinum, the spirit
ngemva kokudlala kuhle idlala leqembu leFC Platinum, abafana balokuzithemba okuthile, njalo sikhangelele ukuyadlala kuhle leqembu leGrindrhinos. Okumele sikunanzelele khathesi yikuba okuse umqoka okuqakathekileyo asikho kudlala kuhle, kodwa yikuthola imiklomelo. Yikho sizakuya ARRS siyadinga ukudlala kuhle siphenduke ngemiklomelo elungileyo.
Yes, umuntu iqembu leMtare City Rovers lizadlala lele Champagne Mine ngaseVengere. Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizemukela ele ARRS City ngaseLuvivi. Iqembu leDynamo lizadlala lele ZPC Caraiba enkundleni yeRofaro, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadibana lele Yata ngaseKipo. Sikhangele umdlalo kaKhilikithi. umncintiswano wesibhaponsa 2020 Cricket League uqhubekela phambili kulimpela sonto ngemva kokudedela ikhefu lokunanza amaqhawe alwela inkululeko yelizwe leZimbabwe njalo kulimpela viki kuzadlalwa ngomgqibelo langensonto. Ngomgqibelo yikho lapho kuzadlalwa khona imidlalo ezacacisa ukuba yiwaphi amaqembu badlulela kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano esesemifinal. Njalo iqembu leBlazers elihlezi endaweni yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo lizadlala leli Raptors elihlezi endaweni yesithathu engalaneni, kuthi eliBajaz awuyilo elihlezi phezu kwengalaneni lizadlala leli Tiger elihlezi endaweni yesine, kuthi umdlalo wokucina wangomgqibelo uzakuba phakathi kweqembu leSabres bakuyilo elijenge amanye amaqembu engalaneni yemiklomelo lisendaweni yesithupha, njalo lizadlala leli Hawks elihlezi endaweni yesihlanu. Amaqembu azabe ehlezi endaweni yezimbili ezingaphansi kwengalane azadibana emdlalweni wokudinga iqembu elizaphutha imidlalo lisendaweni yesihlanu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngokobulawayo ngingujoseph Njanji.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba lomculi wakwele South Africa uMr. Gwaragwara uDJ Bongz phela yena ocula iHouse. Unofundo Mkhize we Studio 7 uDivanelo DJ Bongz wasethulela lolu daba.
Kuzele ukuthi aphuphe njalo ekholelwe kulawo maphupho. Abatsha abaningi eMzantsi Afrika baphupha ukuphumela ukushini lobe emaphandleni befinyelele emadolobheni amakhulu afana leGoli, eThekwini loba eCape Town. Njengabo bonke abasakhulayo, uBongani Dlamini osedume ngegama lokuthi DJ Bongz waba lephupho lokuphumelela kwezokulibazisa uZulu. Waqala engu-DJ elokishini leNdengezi eThekwini KwaZulu-Natal. Wasuka lapho waphumelela kwamagama. Khathesi usedume emhlabeni jikelele ngomgido wakhe awubiza Gwaragwara. Ngaphambilini komgido lo omenze wabizwa Mr. Gwaragwara, ubevele sehlonishwa ngesipho sakhe sokushaya isigubhu esijabulisa abalandeli bakhe abathanda ukuzijuxuza. Ezimlethele udumo ngethi Thina Sobabili eyathengwa yathola isicoco se-double platinum. Umdumo kaBongz uchaza esithi House Afrobeat. Chisa is Kosa, Ogwende, Wetula Amadalati Amashani, Namshanje, Ukumingi Gama, Mr. Gwaragwara, Emazuni Apesheya, Asemema Uzo Jabisa Abandu Ngumtulu Waki. Ebandwini baseMzantsi Afrika, uDJ Bongz kade waqala ukujabulisa ngemgido eyahlukene. Omunye umgido adume ngawo yivuma. Kodwa engazange ifike ezingeni leGwaragwara esisabalale umhlaba wonke.
Ngakusasa engavukanje abantu kubhizi abantu bekufonela kuthiwa ibo waza yenza indaba bona futhi indaba yayo seyinako bengisendela uRehan Shaikoragwara emva kwalokho wankumotudayo zivele se-CR Charles Tambeno naye uyenzile so baningi nje abayenzayo.
Uchelezi uhambo lwakhe ubuye wabhekana lenkinga ezithize empilweni yakhe. Udlule ebunzimeni bokushawa isifo se-stroke, walahlekelwa imali eningi, wabanjwa ngamandla ukuthengisa inkampani yakhe yomculo eyamabalabala entertainment. Laloba ebhekane lobunzima utshengisa isibindi sokumelana lezivunguvungu njengokusho kwenye yama-album ethi Survival of the Fittest.
Gwaragwara, yeah.
DJ Bongs uthi kudinga isibindi kunoma ubani ukushiya lapho usujwayele khona, ikakhulukazi uma usaziwayo ezweni lakho. Uyazibuza ukuthi ngabe bazongamukela na.
Abamuntu uyivalela, uyivalela eshopini, yabo uyivalela eshopini nakusisa. Abakhuleke nje baphume bayengaphandle bazana ngaphandle, kwenzeka le.
Ungamlandela uDJ Bongs kwizinkundla zokuxhumana kuTwitter @DJ_Bongs. Utholakala njalo kuInstagram @DJ_Bongs_Kwara_Kwara. Nginginofundo Mkhize, nginele iStudio 7, ngise Washington DC. Ngisilibele mpela viki elishukela. Cheers.
Kwara DJ Bongs ehamba lentokazi yakwaMkhize lapho unomfundo weStudio 7 bevalake ezosuku ngohlelo Was a Friday. Selethemba liwukholisileke umculo ka DJ Bongs. Singake hlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umgcinisihlalo webandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, umnumzana Morgan Komichi ubotshiwe namuhla phezu kodaba lokhetho. Amapolisa avimbe umbuthano wokuthandazela abahluleli kudaba lokuphikiswa kwempumela yokhetho. Udaba lolu luzathethwa mhlaka 22 kuyona le inyanga. Mthwakazi omuhle kwanele okwamanje likhumbule luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo lila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM
apo tinokupa yenau muririmi rweshona
Lilan
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.